Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Robertson with the only goal in the shootout. Thomas, stopped by Ottinger. The Stars win it 2-1. Their 52nd victory of the season. Second most wins in Stars franchise history. They only needed 1 point to clinch the top spot of the West.
We were going to come back with a baseball highlight on the home of the Rangers until we found out that our current guest was in the Mario Lemieux draft.
That's correct.
Fourth round pick, Tom Glavin.
I'd much rather a hockey highlight, so that was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Stars are good this year.
Okay. Man, are you watching more hockey or baseball?
Way more hockey.
Way more hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard for me to sit down and watch a nine-inning baseball game anymore. I'll watch here and there, but nine innings, not very often.
Is that like not wanting to talk work outside of work? Is that kind of what it is?
No, I mean, I don't mind talking about it. I actually enjoy talking about it, but I don't know. It's just after doing it for so long, sitting down and watching it, you know, and I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't necessarily love today's game, so it's a little bit harder to watch, but for me anyway, but.
Did you like watching it more when you played? Were you one of those guys who soaked up all the other games?
I did a little bit more, definitely, because you're paying attention a little bit more. Now I don't have to pay attention, so to speak. But, you know, I think there were, especially on the pitching side of it, I think there were more guys when I was playing that I enjoyed watching if we weren't playing against them. So yeah. I might turn it on and watch it, but less of those guys today.
So you say you're watching a lot of hockey. Stars are good this year. So we're sitting here trying to figure out Kings or Golden Knights. Who should the Stars want?
I mean, it's, you know, a goal. You know, Golden Knights are tough. I mean, obviously coming off a cup. You know, I don't know if you ever want those guys, but you know, it seems like every year LA kind of creeps their way into the postseason, and then they're a formidable team in the postseason. So, I never like to wish for anybody. Because if you end up getting beat, you're like, well, maybe we should have played that other team. You know, but you got to beat everybody.
Did you have any tough decision between hockey and baseball?
Not really. It was more between ultimately signing with the Braves or going to college. You know, I had a scholarship to go to college. I was going to try to play hockey and baseball. Might have been naive in thinking I could do that, but that's what I wanted to do. But you know, once the Braves started making a run at me and tried to sign me, it was. Pretty much, all right, do I do this or do I go to college?
Tom Glavin here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you watch a ton of golf?
I watch a fair amount, you know. I'm probably like everybody. I watch, obviously, the majors, but,
Tour.
On a regular weekend, you know, I'll catch some Sunday, some Saturday.
So you, Smoltz, and Glavin playing.
Maddox.
Oh, excuse me, Maddox. What's the 1-2-3 of the pecking order with the ability out here?
Smoltz's the best. you know, and Greg and I are kind of 2A, 2B, depending on who's playing what at the time. But John, you know, John's always been a little bit better in the sense that he doesn't, you know, Greg and I will blast a driver out of bounds once every nine holes and make a double bogey. John doesn't do that much. So.
What was there a road city that you loved to go to because you knew the course you wanted to go play?
Well, there were some. And then there was a lot that grew on us over the years. You know, Philly was always a good one to start because you had Pine Valley and Marion. I never really liked going to New York initially, and then once we started getting out of New York and started playing some golf, it was like, oh my God, this is a good golf town. And then, you know, along the way, Pittsburgh, you go to Oakmont. I mean, San Francisco, you got Olympic Club and all these other. So, I mean, pretty much everywhere we went, we were playing something that was in the top 50 on the list.
All right, Tom, before we let you get out here and warm up, Bobby is a newer addition to our show, and he's
welcome, Bobby.
Thank you.
Extremely arrogant over this sport.
Okay,
and not arrogant, realistic.
He believes that he can come out here. He's never played around, and he can break what? What
he says he could. He could
shoot 80.
He could shoot 80
the first time.
First time
after
out.
Muscle memory sets in, everything like that. Probably low 70s.
Okay. Well, all right, so you're saying? So do you hit ball? Do you practice?
No.
You don't even play.
Never picked up a golf stick.
You're
going to
pick
life.
Up a golf club and go out there and shoot 80.
Right. Yeah.
Bobby, show him the swing.
Yeah. Okay.
Bobby, so, Tom, break
Bobby,
this
that's
down.
Not
like,
happening, Bobby.
I think,
Tom,
on,
you be Leo Mazzoni here.
Okay.
Okay,
you
so
break
this is how.
This down with
this
the
is how
technique.
You, this is how my swing would be, okay? First, you make sure that you line up here. I'm going to put my thumb down the club like
right.
this, okay?
Right away, you're in trouble. You're getting too mechanical, but okay.
Hey. So I'm right here, right? No, this one's a little shorter. So
are you putting right now?
No. It's just this only reaches this far. So here's what happens. This is a perfect drive. What you do is you bring it back behind you, but in order to make sure that you're straight, because you don't want to have bad mechanics,
yep.
you're going to follow the club behind you like this
yep.
and look at it and make yep. sure it's good. And then you come through and you whack the hell out of it, and then you just like do one hand and kind of hung
on
to it.
Okay. All right.
What do you think, Tom?
I'm thinking you're not breaking 100. Let alone
oh, no.
He could tee off from the green and not break 80.
I'm sorry that a lot of people struggle with this game.
What do you think people overcomplicate about it? Like, what are they just not?
I don't think they complicated enough. Did you see the technical prowess of my
good.
Swing there?
That's pretty, I like
I
it.
Mean, it was a good technical breakdown. I'm just not sure you can bring that to the golf course and actually break 80, especially if you're having to putt everything out in a tournament format.
Brian Billick said he was going to bring, like he said, if he was going to be present for this, he said he would bring $1,000. And like, I will bet $1,000 on you not breaking 100.
I'd probably join him on that. Tom, definitely 80. 100, I don't know, but 80 for sure.
Tom, glad to be sitting down with us. Tom, thank you for stopping by the show again, man. Have a good day out there.
All right, I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
There he is, the absolute legend, Tommy Glavin, right here on the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. He does it with such confidence, too.
Simple confidence.
He sits like there and does it with such confidence.
He is so ready to get out there on the course. You can tell he's stalling, too. He doesn't want to play.
No,
Bobby does not want to get on the course.
Are you kidding
and have
me?
To actually put this thing into proof. There's such utter confidence there. I love it.
I wonder if we could talk someone into letting Bobby tee off with them, like to start off first, like the first shot of the round. Is that right here? Like his hole one, like right here? Where are they starting
there.
This thing?
Hole one's over there.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder. Like Donaldson, I bet, would have been like, all right, you're going to play with me, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to tee off first. But we got to secure the golf course. Would this place let us play our 18-hole thing?
It's a private place, but I bet you on a Monday,
ask Derek.
They would.
Make Derek vouch for us.
Is Holland out here?
Holland's at the course across the street.
No, he's Holland's going to be out here today, though.
Oh, yeah. He'll be out here today, but he belongs to the course across the street.
Yeah, you guys TPC. Were trash talking about your golf games, and he goes, they invited me to play, not you, Chopper.
They did invite him. Well, you know, he's currently not working. So I couldn't have played. I couldn't have played.
The only problem about if somebody would let me, if I would allow myself to help them and drive for them, the only problem with that is I know we do have a bet payoff coming up. I'm doing a lot of cryo, doing a lot of prep. And so I don't really want to damage anything.
Yeah.
And then, because if I damage something out here, guys, then that will be an excuse that I have built in if I shoot over 80.
Back to the stars. Ottinger made some incredible saves, stopped all three blue shots in overtime. They clinched the top seed in the Western Conference with a 2-1 overtime win. So who are you waiting for? The Kings and Vegas? Spittle sent us a comparison from the regular season. 3 wins against L.A., 0 against Vegas. Goal differential. In the 3 against the Kings, the Stars outscored them 13-3. In the 3 against Vegas, it was the Knights who outscored them 11-4. Spits and Suds is out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts to get ready for the playoffs.
Man, I don't think you want any part of Vegas. This is – now, it's a little different, right, in the NHL. They don't do necessarily 1-8. Now, there's – Annika Sorenstam walking through. They do. This would be 1-8, though. This would be the true 1-8 if they were to match up with either team the way it is, the way the records all shook out this year, because it goes by division and wild cards. But I don't think you want any part of Vegas. It's probably a bad matchup, and they're the champs, man. I just don't know that you want any part. They got a, their top of their team is still very, very good. The Stars run out four lines that are tremendous, and you may not have a team in the league that's got four better lines than they do when they're all healthy. I still don't think you want a part of Vegas. Not the way the matchup went this year.
Let's get to the rest of this. Was it a hit piece on Bill Belichick yesterday from Don Van Natta, ESPN?
I don't know.
Explanation?
Look, there's no doubt about it. It makes Belichick look sad. Like it makes him look like he was almost begging for a job at the end. And so I guess from that sense, maybe a hit piece, but it just seemed like it's, hey, this is kind of how it broke out.
So I went through the second half of this yesterday. Also, Belichick is going to be with McAfee for draft night coverage. And we have draft 101. You have draft 101 tonight?
I have draft 101 tonight. I don't know when I'm going to sleep today as I go straight from here to the draft show in Frisco as well. And then we do draft 101 tonight. We'll have draft 101. Myself, Nick Harris, Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk. It'll be great.
So Belichick with McAfee. He continues to secure the big dogs. The Panthers briefly discussed Belichick before he signed his two-year extension with New England a year ago, but this offseason decided to pass. David Tepper often sifts through data to critique his coach's play calling.
Oh, yes, sir. I like that.
You like that? According to a source, is tough to do with Belichick as a figurehead. They went for Dave Canales. Belichick was not interested in going to L.A. That's fine. Their owner targeted Harbaugh from the start. The Raiders had just fired a pair of Belichick assistants, so they were not going to go down that road again. The Titans fired a Belichick guy in Vrabel. They wanted someone to collaborate with the general manager. And people were worried about him building a culture at this stage. Quote, he was so stubborn with the offense. He ran that offense down to a pulp. Mac Jones looked like a capable QB early. You think Joe Judge and Matt Patricia can run the offense for him? It's arrogance. And a lot of what I took in the second part of this was, Belichick wants his guys, his failed other coaches, to come with him for the quick turnaround. That's what he said to Arthur Blank with Atlanta. So if you want him here like I did with the Cowboys, Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, Belichick wants them a part of the package.
Which, okay, as long as Matt Patricia isn't running the offense, I've got no problem with that. Those are capable coaches. I wouldn't want them head coaching me. But they're fine NFL assistants. Josh McDaniels is a good NFL coordinator.
Robert Kraft apparently sunk. Yeah. He turned the Falcons' job. Belichick thought he was getting it. Kraft and Arthur Blank are like best friends as NFL owners. And Kraft told Blank, don't do it.
Which is interesting.
Which Kraft denies.
If Kraft did that, that's as low as it gets.
I disagree. If you were going to make a decision, right, and you called me, and I'm like, yo, we're boys.
Who called?
Who
called? Like, do we know it's – did Arthur Blank say, I want your advice, or did Robert Kraft go, hey, I heard you've been interviewing this guy? Because that's a very different tone to me and a very different issue.
Like, wouldn't you advise your friend? I'm telling you, don't do this. It's like me asking you for a home inspector. And you had a terrible experience with someone.
Yeah,
you're like, stay away from them. Like,
okay, but
I'm helping you. We're friends. Like,
but he didn't have a terrible experience with them. They won six Super Bowls.
Well, he did at the end.
They did at the end. I mean,
relationships.
Relationships sour. You know, but like, you know, it's, I don't know. I just think that's unbecoming of a boss to try to keep one of their former employees down. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, there's a such thing as a references list. You know, like.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick, he didn't fill out a resume. Like, this is not – I get it. I get what you're saying. Like, if you don't
Kraft
know –
Kraft said you'll never have a warm conversation with him. Arthur Blank is all about this family atmosphere. He hates confrontation. He hates coaching searches. So, man, I think you know, that's what I would expect from my buddy. Like, I'm telling you, don't do this. Save yourself a headache.
I think it's okay if Arthur Blank called Robert Kraft. I think if Robert Kraft just said, I would like to volunteer, like that.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But to me, that sounds less like I'm looking out for you. That seems more like I don't want him getting a job. I'm looking out for you is when you place the phone call and you say, here's my honest opinion.
Yeah,
Robert called Arthur
that's,
to warn him not to trust Bill
petty.
From the article.
That's petty to me. Though, like, all Atlanta's trying to do is Atlanta's trying to push something over the top. Like,
I agree. If it's a references list, if Arthur's calling him, you know, to say, hey, what do I need to worry about? You know, is this whatever? To just call out of the blue, I think I agree with Bobby. Like, that's just Bob Kraft telling them that he doesn't want Bill to coach again.
should the Dallas Mavericks be interested in one of the Splash Brothers? There's a rumor out there. And how far do they have to get? How far do the Mavs have to get in the playoffs for this not to be a Dallas Cowboy-type failure? That's next in the commercial-free expressway, then your local, your favorite local segment of the week. It's the Neighborhood Watch, all of it, with Sean and RJ on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They go inside and they drop it, but the buzzer goes off. The Sixers win. They hang on. The Sixers advance. They're playing the New York Knicks in round one Eastern Conference basketball. The final 105-104.
That was the call last night of the Eastern Conference play-ins. Joel Embiid and the 76ers take out the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler maybe has an MCL injury. Zion, by the way, is out for the Pelicans game. So that's awful news for them. So now it's going to be the Chicago Bulls taking on Miami. Chicago waxed the Atlanta Hawks yesterday. So that's what happened last night in the play-ins.
Man, Jimmy is a wild case because he doesn't give a crap in the regular season. But you get to the playoffs like last year, it just, well, here you go, NBA Finals. Like, you know, just like rolling through. It's really crazy, like his career. He is the ultimate playoff only guy. It's all he is.
Isn't that like? Haven't we all complained over the years that that's the NBA mentality?
Yeah,
in general,
he's the
like,
NBA.
He embodies what the NBA
he
mentality
embodies
is.
The like, NBA.
Oh, look, our guy season. John Smoltz, the home of the Rangers. We didn't get the hat. We didn't get the hat for him
that we were going to bring up.
What an absolute
He's
treat.
Ready to wore it.
Honest to God, we were leaving the show yesterday, and we're like, all right, Bobby's going to go get an Arizona hat. I'll get an Orioles hat, a Rays hat, all the teams that Smoltz was rooting for during the Rangers playoff run. But you were a great sport with it. What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man. Getting here was a little bit interesting.
What happened? You hate DFW travel too, John?
No. We got a puppy.
Oh, no.
Changed our life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be 57, so we had to drive from Atlanta because the puppy can't be, you know, can't stay yet.
And sure.
So, yeah, we drove, got to see everything. It was awesome. And if we can cross our fingers on Saturday's weather, everything's perfect.
What type of puppy?
Boxer.
Oh,
Boxer.
He's
okay.
Awesome.
This is not your first dog.
No. This is probably our fifth, but... I was ready to be done. Uh-huh. My wife was not, since I travel.
I love how you talk about dogs like children. Yeah. Are you guys done?
Yeah, you guys done.
That's exactly right. So we've driven everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many stops did you have to make, and what, or just go in the cart?
We stop every 2 hours. You have to get up every morning at 4 a.m, let him out. Yeah, it's like it really is having a kid again. So we're almost through it.
What was the best part that you drove through and the worst part?
Actually, we went halfway to Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, no.
So
I've made that Atlanta to DFW drive. Mississippi is not where I would choose to stop.
Well, how would you describe it?
I
think people from Mississippi are barely people.
Oh, dang. John, just leave that. Yeah. Just leave that. Okay, and then another part where you're like, wow, this is great scenery. What was it?
No, actually, everything was pretty smooth. You know, I had the time of my life during COVID here, because I spent more time. I spent 30 straight days, and it was awesome. Like I said, if there's a way to have the World Series and a tournament of the playoffs be held in one spot you know, much like football has a, they have it made where mm-hmm. they can promote it, and they have the one. That was the greatest 30 days of broadcasting for us. We didn't have to move, and the players were great because they didn't have to move. Baseball was actually played better.
Yeah.
But I know that's pie in the sky. That can't happen. But I got a chance to see some of the golf courses around here that, you know, when I was playing, we came through here once,
yeah,
maybe, and loved every second of it. So I'm rooting for COVID again, but I would love to have.
Because we asked Glavin. Glavin just sat down, and you're asking about the best golf cities. I mean,
and, you know, it's not surprising that you guys get on all these courses, but, like, how does that, like, did you just make a call and say, hey, I'm John Smoltz, can I go play?
Yeah, so that's how it started when we were losing 100 games, and I didn't even get my full name out, and it was click. You know, it's like,
really?
Hey, this is John Smoltz, Atlanta Braves, click. Like, we were terrible.
Really?
When we started winning, I started calling again, and we got more invites, and then we got more. In golf, you meet the one guy who knows
everybody.
It's like striking gold, and I met the one guy that knew everybody and connected me and the networking. Back then, we didn't have a computer. I had a little notebook, and I wrote everything down. I had a briefcase, a notebook, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that briefcase went everywhere I went with me because that's where my golf contacts were, and it was that's how we did it. And so I made all the connections, got the rent-a-cars. I was the golf concierge, and we had a blast over the time.
So when you come here, is there a like a top three that you make sure that you play?
Dallas National, Trinity Forest. I mean, there's so many. Like, you don't know that until you've come through and played a lot here. I mean, we just didn't back in the day. We didn't have the interleague till late. And so now, you know, here I am, 2020, whatever it was, and I'm like, that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was great. And I've met some really great people here and played a lot of great golf courses here.
John Smoltz here on The Fan. How many times have you been to Augusta?
About 12.
Wow.
To play. Never, I've only been once because baseball always took mm-hmm. place. So I got an experience once to go. I did an event with Freddie Couples, which was really cool. And he made the cut that year. But he made the cut almost every year for a long time. And I was really shocked on how it was going to be presented. Meaning, not that I think of myself as I'm going to be noticed, but it is Georgia.
Yeah.
And sure. I was more concerned with what would that be like walking around. Is it an autograph session? Is it a picture taken? They don't have any of that.
Nothing.
So you walk around like, hey, Smoltzy, and shake your hand. It was like, it was awesome. And we get to watch golf. I'm not big on crowds, like thinking that TV would be better. That truly was a way better experience. And now I understand why people love going.
Is there another thing? Because I think they've done a phenomenal job of like I don't know. It feels like they make it so for other stars and celebrities, everyone's treated like equal, and it's like everyone like conforms to get into this place, and they have no trouble saying no to people.
It's one of the most unique places where character and honor are on the – as soon as you walk in, you get a chair, and you leave it, and no one takes it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really – I don't know of many other places where you go into the place and everyone kind of respects everyone to the point where it's like, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And the golf obviously is the historic Masters. But I just find that the walking, I knew walking that course was not what TV presents. It's way harder than people say because it doesn't look hilly, but it really is.
But you're watching it like a junkie too.
Oh, yeah.
What stands out to you about Scheffler?
He just has everything that you would want to design in the makeup of a professional golfer, right? We don't talk about that. We can analytically talk about a million things that are relevant but not tell the story. And everything he's done in that sport, I mean, no one's ever going to replicate what his feet do and how he swings. Like, no one. Like, that's just a gift, and he's worked at it. But his demeanor and everything that he processes and everything, the noise going around with whether it's Liv or he just marches along. And I'm a huge fan, not met him yet, but huge fan of how he goes about it.
And it's like that course sets up for him too, right? Like,
I think every course sets up for him. Right? He just finds a way to be the new guy that's dominating the sport. And really, you know, when you're that good and you hit that many greens and you don't make every putt, people think, well, if he could only learn how to putt.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. He has the most opportunities, so this always going to expose itself. I'd love to have that
when
problem.
You come out here to these types of events, do you feel any type of pressure? Because everyone knows you're really, really good. And do you feel any pressure to, like, be at the top of these events?
I do. And we talked a little bit about how I was physically beat up for a long time. But when I qualified for the U.S. Open, that's when the pressure started, because all of a sudden everyone said, well, he's going to win the celebrity tournaments. He qualified for the Open. And I had a perfect line that's funny that most people didn't get. I said, but now at least I was competing against guys in my age group on the Champions Tour. These guys are 30 years younger than me, and they didn't get it. It went right over their head. But, yes, I do, because the expectations are similar to my career. Yeah, I'm supposed to win a Cy Young. I'm supposed to win 20. Everyone else's expectations about somebody usually can suffocate that person.
Yeah.
They don't understand my expectations were higher, but it's part of the
deal. I haven't learned much from Choppy in 14 years. I don't even know if I learned this. I think it's an interesting observation about Clutch, where he believes that you're not raising your game, but you're staying level and medium, and everyone else is dropping. You're a big-time Clutch guy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love going to people who are in that department of analytics and talking the word clutch, because they flip out.
Yeah.
They don't think there's even a
yeah.
– they don't think that's a thing.
That's my argument for you with free throws. I'm like, it's not a coincidence that everyone comes up short.
Yeah, they drop, right? They're dropping off, right? That's the thing. It's like it's a
well, they're
a
tightening
choke.
Up.
Yeah, it's a choke.
So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What happens is, and anyone who's played with teammates know that not everyone's the same. And they would be shocked if we came out and said that out of 25, 26 players, there might be four that want the ball, want to be at the plate. Like, they don't know, that's not a thing they can process.
Yeah.
For me as a kid, I'm not saying this is a guaranteed formula. I wanted to be in that situation every single time. And my heartbeat slowed down in those situations. I loved it. Matter of fact, you give me a choice, give me 40 playoff games and 50 regular season games. Like, give me less of that. It's not that I didn't try to win every regular season game.
Yeah.
My hyper-focus got better, and I really loved that moment. I wasn't afraid to fail. I think the biggest thing that people don't understand, they're afraid to fail. If you're afraid to fail in a regular season game, that's one thing. Everyone gets over it because you know you got a long season.
Yeah.
But when all the eyes are on you in the postseason and everything's magnified and they're always talking to you about, that's when the heartbeat and the moments get a little big and guys try too hard. And it's not that you can't want it more than the next guy, but you certainly can't want it less either. And I think that's the one thing that I loved about our run, is I got a chance to pitch in the moments that I loved. And, you know, analytics will say that clutch is a random, you know, can't be reproduced. I said, really? I said, so that I got lucky for 14 years?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to answer that. But there's a part of people that you could just see in a golf tournament. Their heartbeat just gets slower.
Yeah.
And you almost feel like, are they alive? And that's the perfect scenario to work out.
Well, it's like, I guarantee, like, most golfers would rather a 12-foot putt than a three.
Yeah. The expectation.
The expectation, it completely changes.
And I've said this all the time, and I get it, you know, I've gotten it, you know, in my career. If I study a putt for 30 seconds and you study it for 2 minutes, and we both miss, who didn't concentrate in the eyes of somebody?
Right, yeah.
But that's my process. That's your process. We get fall in love with, like, this is the way it's supposed to be. And if you overanalyze and take your time and study and you miss, well, you did your work.
Yeah.
But if you do it in a quicker way and you miss your putt, oh, the guy's, he's not concentrating. And I laugh at that because in sports we have so much information that really doesn't tell you about the heartbeat and under the hood.
We talked about pressure, but are you the same competitor out here that you were on the mound, or is this just a little bit more – are you more relaxed out here?
No, I'm actually – I've played a team sport my whole life, and I'm a team guy. But this is the ultimate find out about yourself because no one bails you in, bails you out. In the Open, when I qualified, it would have been great if somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, all right, you're out. You stink. I'm going to get somebody else. I had to finish the bad round that I started. So that part intrigues me. I don't know if I was a kid, if I started out playing golf, what I would have chose, because I really do love golf. I didn't play it till I was 20, so but I love, you know, being part of a team.
Do you mechanically break down your swing? Do you have a coach?
I don't, and the reason I didn't for the longest time is because if you told me to do something that my body couldn't, because I got two new hips as we talked about, and I need a couple more shoulder surgeries. If you'd have told me to do something and I couldn't do it, it would frustrate the heck out of me. So I'm a self-taught field player, which has its pluses and minuses, maybe some more minuses than pluses.
Wow.
But when it's going good, it's great. When it's not, then it's like, okay, go back to the drawing board.
I assume when you were pitching out your career, I mean, you had to, you could self-evaluate and correct yourself in the middle of a start.
Right.
Do you do the same thing out here?
It's getting better. Playing with these professionals really help. I watched yesterday Stuart Appleby play. Oh, my goodness. Like, that's when you realize they're doing this for their life, and they're in their office, and they're comfortable. I'm trying to open the door to their office and figure it out. But I love watching. If I see your swing and I like it, I'll try to emulate it. And that's, to me, that's always been my – I grew up in a musical family. I self-taught basketball, football, baseball. Everything has been self-taught because I figured if that's the way it's going to be, then that's what I've got to learn. And there's some good and bad in that. And now I'm going to start taking some lessons and hope to fine-tune some things.
You were not scheduled to be on with us. How did this happen?
Well, you know, the PR guy said, hey, they're sitting over there if you want to go over and
Cross, man, said, that's big time.
And I said, these are my guys because they all know I can't stand the no, I'm just
kidding. No, the crazy thing about that, because I grew up on Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
So I always listened to you on Dan. And we've had you on many times. So when all that was happening, right, we were getting caught up in the range. Like, I knew that wasn't who you were as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
So I think it's badass that you decided to
sit
down.
It's funny though because it's funny now.
It felt like that in the moment, but like I knew, like, for all the years I've listened to you.
Day one on the job, Joe Buck pulled me aside and says, "Here's what's going to happen." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says, "Every single home city is going to think we are rooting for the other team. Buckle up. Don't pay attention. It's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah.
If you have social media, you know, don't." And I didn't realize until doing this how real that was.
Yes.
And now
Brave
I
fans
can,
too. Brave fans get on you.
Oh, they were the worst. They ended
Cowboy
up crushing
fans hate
me the
Aikman.
Most.
Yeah, they do.
Cowboy fans hate Aikman.
I did that World Series with Joe Davis, who for both of us was the hardest World Series we've ever done. He represents and calls home games and all games for the Dodgers, and everyone knows me as a Brave.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing I've done every complete neutral, and they crushed me. Like, they were so disappointed in that I wasn't rooting.
Yeah.
Because I played 21 years for the Atlanta Braves, and that's when I realized in the local station, I said, should I start a Twitter account today?
No.
And he goes, oh, no. So I've never done it.
My broadcast theory was that, you know, the Rangers were the underdog. So, like, when you're doing it, when the Lakers are playing a series, you're focusing on the Lakers, right? How can the Lakers get back in this? So we're taking on the Rays and the Orioles and the Astros. The Astros are the story.
Sure.
And so it's kind of like when you kind of take it back to, we call it play the hits, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of playing in my mind. And then when the Rangers look like they're winning the series, you focus on how the other team can come back. These are some of my broadcast theories I was throwing out there.
Because what happens is
you got to sell it too to your audience.
See, everyone thinks you're just only broadcasting to the two home markets.
Yeah,
there's people that tune in that don't know anything about either teams.
Yeah,
and you have to explain that as if it's the first time they're watching. Well, people who follow the teams are like, "Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
why are you calling a home run?" The play-by-play, why is he screaming or calling a home run for my team that against the team I'm rooting for?
Yeah.
And it gets kind of cloudy and muddied into thinking that it's really about your home broadcast team is not doing the World Series, and here comes, you know, this national team. So
we'll get you out of here on this because we know you got to play, but we know how much you talk about this stuff and break it down. The pitching injuries are happening because of what?
Oh, if I start drooling and stuttering, it's because I've been talking about this for 10 years. It's a false reward system. It's what they're asking them to do. It's like the definition of insanity. Here's what I tell people, and the short story is drive your car, look at the tachometer, and there's a little red line at the end that tells you warning, okay? Drive it in the red line everywhere you go and see and go back to the dealership and complain, say, my engine blew in a year. Well, what happened? You were driving it in the red line. It's all about chasing velocity and spin. These guys have no chance to be successful long term, but that's what they have to do because that's what management wants. I hate it, and someday I promise you they're going to come and it's like Fonzie in the movie. They can't say wrong. Like, they just can't. So they just move on. And so they want people to just look the other way. They don't want them to focus on the realities that we've all been talking about for 10 years. And you know what? Eventually it'll turn, but right now, max effort and velocity.
Hey, man, thank you for stopping by. This is badass.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I think you guys are the reason I'm going to win this tournament.
I really do. Thanks. You and that Diamondbacks hat and that jersey. Congrats on the new pup as well. John Smoltz. It's an Atlanta Braves Expressway. Commercial free right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
I'm jealous, man. He 12 rounds at Augusta, and I'm no doubt. So my favorite course I've ever played, Sage Valley out there right by Augusta, and I'm guaranteed he's played it a million times, and I'm just – it's jealous. It's a jealousy thing.
That's not what I'm thinking of right
but
now.
But it's also hard to not like him.
I know.
It's hard to not like
that, him. Those are the type of interviews that will backfire
it's
on
hard.
Us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It'll backfire People on us. Right. I don't even want to look at the fan text. But, dude, that's a – he disarmed us by just sitting down. That wasn't – he's not supposed to come on today.
No, he was not.
And he was joking around with the PR guy, and he just walks up here. I'm like, where is he going? Like, breakfast is over. And he just sits down and plops down. Bobby, you must be conflicted.
No, I mean he's nice. I know the way this goes and everything else. The reality is he hates the Texas Rangers. I mean that's still a reality. We all accepted it, but you know what? We got that. You know when they made the ring and it said the ROAD and they had all the logos. They should also had a little diamond like Smoltz face right in the middle of the ring.
She said Rhodes with the S for Smoltz.
It's Thursday. It's Expressway. That means we go local.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Okay, so our Facebook community group post of the week is something that I think is ingenious. And I sent the photo to Ryan. I don't know if Ryan's going to have it up on the fan cam. But it comes from the Facebook group This Is Mesquite. By the way, I'm up to, I think, now 25 community groups that I'm a part of.
Nice!
Where I'm just, in fact, yeah, I had somebody like, who listens and is a friend of mine who saw me in, like, the Grand Prairie one. They're like, the hell are you doing? You don't live in Grand Prairie. And I was like, this is what I do. I gather content from all these ones. So this comes from This Is Mesquite, and it's quite possibly the greatest innovation in the history of public restrooms. And the post says, someone does not play when it comes to public restrooms in Mesquite. Who in the hell did this? And they slid socks, big old socks, over the toilet seat. Now, there's a lot of opinion there in that Facebook post. So basically, if you can't see this on the fan cam, if you're just listening to us, they took like a couple of Hanes socks and stretched them over each side of the toilet seat at that little opening. And there are people who say this is genius, others who say it's disgusting, and then there are others who are like, this has been a life hack for a long time. Mm. Y'all are just catching on, but it's especially useful in chili restrooms.
Okay,
where was this done?
Mesquite.
Chili's restaurant
or
cold?
Chili, like cold.
In Mesquite. Okay, this is fascinating.
I think this is – now, the only problem is if it's wet, it's going to soak through the sock.
Okay, couple questions. Number one, are these socks you're carrying around, or are you taking this off your feet?
And yeah, these have to be your poop socks. You just carry these with you
right,
all the time.
Because you cannot. I much
on.
Rather my rear end. I hate that this young lady is listening to us talk about this conversation.
She can't hear.
Okay, you can't hear. She said I'm fine with poop talk. We're sitting here at this country club talking about this. But I'd much rather have my rear end touch a foreign public seat than my feet touch that ground in that public restroom. So these have to be travel. These have to be poop socks.
Yeah, and I think
you
have to buy a cheap bag of socks, and you're discarding after each use. You're not sliding that back over, bagging that up.
So why can't I just use the toilet seat cover because they come off too easy?
Well, they
versus
come, they,
this.
Look, that and that I don't use the toilet seat. So I welcome butt juice. Okay, I don't use the toilet seat cover.
If someone's
pimply, juicy butt was just on it, I actually like it. It's a nice warm toilet seat.
I
don't mind a warm toilet seat at all. I will go poop right after somebody else. We will go rapid fire in there. I don't care. I'm not scared of toilet seats. I'll wipe them down. Sometimes I don't wipe them down.
Your fiance is a germaphobe.
Yeah, she doesn't care for this. Okay, if I tell her that...
That just means that night you're not...
She knows that if I go and use a public restroom... And she's like, she hates when I get naked in bed.
Now there's two
but
young ladies sitting here listening to this.
I still will do
they're
it.
They're lining up. They're gathering.
I still will do it, and she's kind of come to accept it. And I'm very sorry about this, but I have no problem, you know, if I have – and I will go. And, like, you know, yesterday I had one of the five best poops of my life yesterday in a public restroom. I didn't tell her about it because I knew – I would have gotten a look when I got into bed.
Look.
But it was fantastic, and I did not use – I wiped the seat down because I noticed there was a little bit of urine on it.
Okay.
So I wiped the seat down. Yeah. But I don't always wipe. I give a look. If there's not anything visible on there, I accept butt juice.
Look, if it's not a Buc-ee's, the play is always the hotel. You go find a hotel, you pull up there – just walk in there like you're supposed to be there and use the lobby restroom. That's the play. But, I mean, I do think that the socks, like, in a pinch, if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I think that this
That's
works
crazy.
Really well. So
but
I,
they got to be
this,
really long socks to go up.
I mean, they'll stretch.
To wrap up.
They'll
very
stretch.
Long socks.
Yeah, you can stretch those a little bit.
Mesquite, man. That's mesquite behavior.
There you go, skeeters.
My neck of the woods.
You're appreciated. Okay, so something really odd, I think, is going on. And I definitely want to hear what the listener reaction is or his experience is on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney Sex Line. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Something's going on with internet service providers, I feel like, right now in DFW.
Hmm.
So I've been without internet now for 11 days out of the last 30.
That's 11 nice. Straight days?
It's been 11 out of the last month. So I had 5 days where I had no internet. And it finally got fixed, and then it was good for maybe a week and a half, and now I've been without it for 6 days. And so I'm in the middle of this 6-day stretch now, and despite a tech for the service provider coming out to the apartment on Saturday, he opened a maintenance ticket, the provider had no update for me on Tuesday when I called. They're like, yep, ticket's still open. They're like, no update, can't tell you anything.
So it's not like service down in the area?
No.
A pole got knocked over?
No,
destroyed.
No. It's like the way it was told to me is like there's not enough, and I don't know what – I don't understand this the way other people may or like –
Like
the way
DJ would.
Yeah. He said that –
Engineer.
He said that there's not enough. He said the tap is too low and that my unit is too far away from the tap. So they're like, you got to get maintenance in here to put in more ports and do different things. And so – But either way, I was like, why can't they give me an update on what's going on and why the ticket's still open? They're like, yeah, we can't tell you anything. So I was a little fed up because this is too much that I haven't had internet recently.
I didn't realize how many places did not offer fiber.
Oh, yeah.
I've realized that where I am.
Yeah.
Like, my initial service had to be
spot,
cords running across the street, just wires running across the street. I'm going to get written up by the HOA. They're like, no, they can't say anything about that.
So this is where it gets and then
but then it gets run over once. Oh, the wire somehow is messed up. Then it gets dug under. I mean, nightmare.
I was out here at my other gig in Irving the other day. their internet, which they don't use the internet that I have, their internet was down for 24 hours, and they couldn't figure it out, and they couldn't get an answer from the service provider. So those couple things right there are really weird. But here's the thing that I thought was odd. I gave a call because I'm just now looking around, shopping around for different internet services.
My dad's like, get Elon's. For 2 years, he won't shut up about Elon Musk's internet.
So he has internet? I never heard of this.
Starlink.
Never heard of it.
It's
like $120 a month. I'm like, Dad, I'm not paying double.
Apparently, Starlink is like, it's not something you would ever get if you live here. The thing about Starlink is it's giving you internet, whether it's here or you're in the middle of nowhere. It's just a steady 120 megabits per second type of thing. But I called. It was interesting. I was like, well, the only fiber provider in Flower Mound, apparently, is Frontier, which is a Dallas-based company. I couldn't get their website to work at all.
That's a good sign.
I was like, this is weird. So I called the service line. They told me, we don't serve your area. I was like, well, I know that's not right. Somebody knocked on my door from Frontier a week ago.
Probably trying to sell you cell phones.
Tried to sell me Frontier.
Yeah.
And I know that's what everybody in Flower Mound has. So I DM'd them on Twitter, and I was told, we're having technical difficulties right now. We're not going to be able to add any new customers right now. I was like, you can't add me or you can't add any new customers. So then I started doing a search around. They are getting flooded because apparently the last 3 days, Frontier's entire internal support platform is down. There are people saying, I can't log into my account. I can't pay my bill. I can't get service. Like, Frontier's got some weird problem right now that when I Googled around, I was like, has anybody talked about this locally?
Wow.
Nothing.
Choppy's here meeting people from Avis, and there's big wigs and millionaires everywhere. John Smoltz was talking about Golf Connection. I think I've lost it, but I had an internet connection, the guy, like a president of a company.
Ooh.
And when my neighborhood was slow and screwing up and cutting the wire and da-da-da, I was giving this guy's info. Bro, it was like calling the wolf.
Oh, really?
I wrote him one email.
Was he there in like 3 minutes?
He wasn't. But he sent.
Somebody was.
Somebody was. The next day, I had fiber. Just like that.
Oh, wow.
That's the connection that you need to
make. That's fantastic.
He's like, get out there and dig and hook it up quick.
Apparently, it's. I said you can't access your account. You can't.
Just don't do that.
You can't access your account. You can't pay your bill right now. They can't add any new customers. They can't add me. Somebody else just texted in right here on 469 says they can't cancel anything either right now because they had tried to.
Can't cancel. You
can't, like, they literally are telling you, we can do nothing. We can do nothing right now. And so when I hear, how does 3 days, does a company like that have no ability to let people access their accounts,
like
pay bills, kids, you know what it sounds like? And I'm not saying this is what it is, but do you know what it sounds like from other companies? That sounds like a ransomware thing almost. You know what I mean?
I don't really know what that is.
Ransomware, it's where
I've heard of it, but I never really understood it.
Like, so I had this happen at a company I worked for. Ransomware, they basically got in, like, they put malware on your system, mm-hmm. and then they basically go, like, this is so complex, we're holding you ransom. If you want your service back, if you want access to your servers and have us remove this, you got to pay us. It's ransom. You're holding it up for service. But really, really odd. And I know that there's been a lot of people who have talked about this locally that – I can't get any access to Frontier at all. So totally weird there. Canada's super popular Buy the Slice pizza chain. We've talked about this before, right?
I didn't hear what you just said.
Canada's super popular Buy the Slice pizza chain.
Okay.
Fresh Slice. They announced their expansion to the United States in January. And we now know that the first U.S. locations are going to be right here. Fort Worth near the TCU campus. And then Frisco. They're going to open those up coming soon.
Buy the Slice pizza.
Yeah. One of the biggest misses.
Were we acting like this is like revolutionary?
I know, right? But one of my biggest things I've always wanted here in DFW is the ability to walk in and just buy a pizza by the slice. You can get that in like so many like other cities.
Just New York?
You get it in New York, you get it in Vegas, you get it in Philadelphia, you get a lot of places. It's not common here.
You can find a few, but it's not very common. And Canada, so this apparently is referred to in Canada, they call it the Starbucks of pizza. Out there, so that it's like it's quick, it's accessible, people love it, it's trendier, it's whatever else. But I am all for more Buy the Slice pizza joints in DFW, and so that's apparently going to be the launching point.
We'll I don't know if I'm willing to trade off the convenience for the freshness. I know they pop it in the oven.
Yeah, they'll repop
it.
Have
an oven.
Yeah. Now
you crisp it up.
Yeah, but you also maybe because
you walk into when I'm looking at Sparrow at the airport, I don't know if I'm ever like. I want the one that I know has been sitting.
What you got to do if you want that is you got to settle for a different topping. You know, you find the one that just came out. You're like, I'll take it, right?
Yeah.
When I was smoking, I always thought they should have done this with cigarettes. sell them in packs of three.
Totally.
Or packs
agree.
Of two, right?
Totally
you know, I don't need a whole pack. I just wanted one just to calm my nerves right now.
Right.
You know, the whole pack, all the whole pack's going to make me do is smoke them.
Yeah. But eventually you're going to smoke the whole pack.
Well, yeah.
it's like when you go in and they're like, "You want two?" And you're like, "No,
no
I'm not a degenerate." No. And then you're like, "Why did I get two?"
So
I
should have bought two. The restaurant offers a 3-in-1 pizza system by the slice, unlimited toppings at one price, and they also do delivery. Fresh Slice's pizza's franchise model.
And what's it going to be called? Fresh Slice?
Fresh Slice. Fresh Slice pizza's franchise model charges 0% royalty and ad fees and 0% markup on ingredients. So they're a very accessible franchise one. So we may see a bunch of these pop up if they turn out to be good.
And I've never tried Blaze, which I thought was LeBron's.
It's LeBron's.
I see those
John Blaze.
Yeah, it's LeBron's.
Have you eaten it? What's the concept? Is it just
I
like
don't remember the concept of any different? It was just it's a lot very garlicky. I remember the pizza being very garlicky. That's all I remember about it. It was years ago.
All right. John Smoltz surprised us during the expressway. So now we'll ask what the Dallas Mavericks have to get done. What's the bare minimum they have to get done to not be like the Cowboys for their postseason run? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.